lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The beginning of the seventh juz of the eight juz of the Quran Kareem continues with Suratul An'am, in which Almighty Allah made indication to the many signs of Almighty Allah, which we refer to as the favors of Allah, or the Qudrat of Almighty Allah that surrounds man, is within man, above man, below man, all around man. That man whose eye has been opened, and to open an eye, Almighty Allah would send men. The Anbiya alayhimu salam would be the first eye openers for the world. They would indicate to man to look around him and to see the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. But if the teacher of man is evil, if the teacher of man is the devil himself, then this very eye will be made blind to the favors of Almighty Allah, to the signs of Allah. Rather, it will use all these signs, and it will use it to deny Almighty Allah. The system we find in the world today, where atheism became the order of the day, and it filtered into the lands of Islam. It began with what was known as the Renaissance. This was nothing but what was called the shaitani world taking over the education system of the world. In the beginning of Surah of the seven of the eighth juz, Almighty Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ. For every Nabi we have made enemies. The enemies are the shayateen. Our mind normally will go to the shayateen, which we call jinn. Almighty Allah makes reference first to the shayateen of ins, the devils which are amongst the people. Wal jinni, then the normal devils that we know. Working together, yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din. One inspiring the other, teaching the other. Teaching them what? Zukhruf al qawl. How to make a very filthy speech very smart. How to make a lie seem like the absolute truth. Ghururan, solely so that they can deceive the entire world. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. Almighty Allah says, if had your Allah wanted, they would never have managed to do such things. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. But Almighty Allah did allow them. The exam was going to be created in the world. Almighty Allah says, so leave them and leave the lies that they have made. وَلِتَزْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. After they would establish these systems in the world, and this has been happening from the beginning of time, in the era of every Nabi, there would be the higher group working with the shayateen, and they would create such lies, they would create such deceptions. وَلِتَزْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. The hearts of those people who did not have conviction in the year after, would naturally incline towards the lies that they had created. وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ. It would like it. It would find it pleasing. It would find it amazing, entertaining. وَلِيَقْتَرِفُوا مَا هُمْ مُقْتَرِفُونَ. And then they would start then committing those things which they would commit. The people who would be weak in iman would also find it very difficult to stay away from the attractions. Almighty Allah speaks about on the day of Qiyamah, when these two groups, man and jinn who work together, will be brought in front of Almighty Allah. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On the day He will bring them all in front. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدِ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Almighty Allah will say, O jinn, O gathering of the jinn, indeed you had enjoyed man, you had taken a good share of man, you had used them to your benefit. وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Then those men who used to work with the jinn, they were men in the past, they are men today present. They are those men who enjoy the power of the time, the talk of the time. They are made as models and idols for other people. Wherever they walk, the camera will be on them, their power, their wealth. But in front of Almighty Allah, they will on that day accept, رَبَّنَا اسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْدُنَا بِبَعْضٍ. O Allah, in the world, we took benefit from the jinn. The jinn took benefit from us. Each one wanted something that the other had. They enjoyed each other. وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا الَّذِي أَجَّلْتَنَا لَا. And then their faces will be down in shame. And they will say, but we have finally reached that day that you had written in the beginning for us. A day we never thought would ever happen. They would be asking for forgiveness. Almighty Allah will announce, قال النار مسواكم, the fire will now be the place where you will remain, خالدين فيها, forever and ever, إلا ما شاء الله, except unless Almighty Allah wills otherwise. وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. Almighty Allah says, in this way, we make some oppressors, نولي, one meaning of نولي is the companions of others. One meaning is we make some above others. We make them work together. You call it a pyramid system in this world. One above the other. Evil above evil. Evil above evil. And in the year after, Almighty Allah will keep them together. نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. They will be in the different places of Jahannam. Each one will now see each other. In this world, how they enjoyed meeting with each other. In that world, they will hate each other. In this world, how nicely they would speak to each other. In that world, every time they would look, they would just curse each other. In another part of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah says, the one would speak to the other, had it not been for you, I would not be burning here. The other will say to him, I did not force you, I only called you, you wanted what I had. In this manner, they will continue fighting, arguing, cursing each other in the fire of Jahannam. Speaking about what happens when man makes the shayateen his teachers, his leaders, and how they make man blind from what he's supposed to see. Almighty Allah says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَأَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا. On the Surah Al-An'am, the name Surah An'am is given. Everything in the world is from Almighty Allah, and the shukr supposed to be only for Almighty Allah. But the shayateen, the people used to worship the jinn at that time. They would call the jinn the daughters of Almighty Allah. They would call the jinn, the angels. The shayateen inspired them and taught them, and then they taught those that were under them, who were enjoying the powers that they were giving, the wealth that they were giving, entertainment they were giving. They taught all of them that you must also appreciate the Almighty Allah, Creator. And at the same time, you must have time also for your other deities, your other idols. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَأَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ. So when they would do their farming, and in their animals, they divided their portions. They would say, two portions we have. One was called for the fuqara, the poor people. Anyone coming had a need, they would give him from one part, like how we have our zakat, our nafal. And another portion of their wealth was used for their temples. It was used to look, to pay the man who was protecting, looking after, cleaning the temple. It was used to pay for people who were coming to stay in the temple and to worship the idols. They divided their wealth into two. They would say, هَذَا لِلَّهِ بِزَعْمِهِمْ. It was a faulty thought of theirs. They would say, this amount of money is for Allah, meaning for the fuqara, the poor people. وَهَذَا لِشُرَكَائِنَا. And this other amount of money is for the deities that we worship. فَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Certain times would come when the money that was set aside for the fuqara was still left, but the money that they had set aside for their temple came to an end. Now they needed a little extra money, or they needed money for their own purposes. What was set for the temple, they would never touch. What was set for the fuqara, the poor people, the needs of the widows, orphans, that they would say, that is for Allah, and Allah is like independent. Almighty Allah doesn't need so much the money. And the faqir, we're doing him a favor, he can come next month. So what was for Almighty Allah, that was very easy. فَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ. That which would be kept for the temple, فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That could never go to the other side. That could never go to the needs of the orphans and the poor. وَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَصِلُ إِلَى شُرَكَائِهِمْ. But by the side of the temple, if they were ever short, for them to take money from the faqir's money was very easy. سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Almighty Allah says, what a terrible judgment it is. What a terrible way of thinking they had. One is, everything supposed to be towards Almighty Allah. To come down to this division itself was zulm. And then the manner that they would do this. By the fadl of Almighty Allah, the people of Iman, to a great extent, despite living in such a filthy system, the system we find ourselves today, where everything was now pushed through their education system into the minds of people, The world was made more important than the year after. Worldly secular knowledge was made more important than deeni knowledge. Giving time for entertainment and exercise was made more important for deen. Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah writes under this verse that a certain trait then developed in the hearts of the people of Iman. May Almighty Allah save us, protect us all, cleanse us all of this. That although there is no shirk in us, direct shirk like this, but he said the Muslims also of the world then made two divisions in their life. One was what they called, this is for my Allah, meaning this is my deeni part of my life, my religious part of my life. And then they had one other part, this is for my worldly life. In the worldly life, they had their entertainment, they had their gatherings, they had their exercise, they had their school, their tuition. And on the religious side, they had their madrasa, they had their masjid. And he says, when the time would come, where something had to be sacrificed, it would be found, and it is found, that a man can sacrifice the religious part. If he has to meet someone, and it is in a time of the madrasa, or it is a time when he is supposed to be walking to the masjid, or it's a time that was set aside for him teaching his child Quran, or it's time for the child to go to his class. But for that to be missed becomes very easy. Because to take from Almighty Allah's side, the person would say, Almighty Allah is most independent, and I can just read quickly the salah, why must I take long? But if the worldly aspect ever had to be affected, if man ever had to affect his dunya, if he had to affect the school of the child, the business of that man, that was very difficult. What was meant for the world could never be touched. What was put aside for Almighty Allah. He said, number one, the division itself was zulm. Because a Muslim's whole life is supposed to be his day and his night, his house and outside the house, his business and the masjid, everything for, supposed to be for Allah. The division itself was zulm. But after making that division, an extra zulm that was made was similar to the zulm of this mushrikeen. That whenever something had to be cut, it was very easy to cut from the deeni side, but the dunyawi side could never be cut. Almighty Allah, forgive us all. Allah, save us and cleanse us of this filthy trait. وَكَذَٰلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أُولَادِهِمْ When the shayateen system was made the leaders, and that's what happened in the world today, when we hear of the name Darwin, when we hear of the name Galileo Galilei, and Shakespeare, and so many other names, which in the Western world are regarded as masters. They were no masters at all. They were these shuraka of the jinn, awliya of the jinn. They learned their teachings from the shayateen, and then it was pushed in the entire world. It was pushed down the minds of people. At the beginning, people felt it's just a language. Shakespeare is only teaching English. Galileo is only teaching about science. They are only teaching about geography. What does it have to do with deen? But whoever has studied Islamic history in the last 300 years will understand that atheism, the renaissance that came in the Muslim land, came after the teachings of these filthy people reached the Muslim land. They changed the entire mindset of the world. They took man's mind away from Almighty Allah. The ulama at that time termed it as zihni irtidad, that they became murtad by mind. The name remained Muhammad, but the mind was not a Muhammad anymore. So faulty they would make it. Their teachings would be so faulty. Almighty Allah would say, وَكَذَٰلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أُولَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاءُهُمْ The shayateeni leaders, teachers, would make everything appealing for them, no matter how faulty the action, until the time would come to kill their own children also became easy for them. We know the Arabs in the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found them, it was called the era of ignorance. For them to bury alive their daughters was nothing difficult. But forget that era. We look at our era today, when abortion became not something that was a once-off thing, and a person would cry, but it became a norm of society. It became an everyday thing. It became a right. To kill your own children became not only enjoyable. If somebody else even asked you, are you sure you want to do it? He could be jailed for asking such a question. We entered into a time where the filthiest of deeds became the cleanest of deeds, when the shayateen were made the leaders of the education system of the world. The filthiest and filthiest of actions could become known not only as norm and acceptable, But this is the absolute truth. لِيُرْدُوهُمْ وَلِيَلْبِسُوا عَلَيْهِمْ دِينَهُمْ, so that they could turn them away completely. They could make everything confusing. They could spoil their deen for them. In the next surah, which is known as Suratul A'raf, Almighty Allah makes indication, and the surah's name is A'raf. A'raf means that on one side there will be people, a day will come that they will be enjoying themselves in paradise. And on the other side there will be people who will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Tabarakallah save us all. In between them, meaning after so many people have gone into Jannah and enjoying Jannah, and people have gone into Jahannam because their actions demanded Jahannam, there will be one group of people whose actions saved them from the fire of Jahannam, but was not sufficient to put them into paradise. It was a message for all believers. One is in the narrations we find that there will be people who made Hajj also, but who will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. The devil has put a thought in the minds of majority of us that as long as I read little bit Quran Kareem, as long as I perform my salah, I go for my Hajj, I give my zakat, then I'm definitely a Jannati. This word definitely a Jannati is not there. The adab on the spot towards Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah, continuously ask Almighty Allah, make dua, nas'alullah al-jannah. It is not something that man is just going to get. He said, ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Almighty Allah is selling something which is very expensive. There will be certain people whose actions will be lost. Their good actions will be a lot, because of which it will save them from the fire of Jahannam. But still it will not be sufficient to take them into paradise. They will not be in Jahannam, which itself will be a gift for them. But not having paradise will be a punishment. Speaking of them, Almighty Allah says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. Between the people of paradise and Jahannam, they will be making their own discussion so many times. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. Almighty Allah says, the people of paradise will call unto the people of the fire. And قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّى. What Allah promised us, we found it today. What about you? And the people of Jahannam will just say, نعم. And we also found it. As for the people who will be watching this whole thing, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَاب. Between the two, the people of Jannah and Jahannam, there will be a barrier. One will be able to speak to the other. But the pleasures, the thrills, the smell of one side will not go to the other side. The smoke and the dirt of Jahannam will not come to Jannah. As for the people of A'raf, when they will look at the people of Jannah, they will say, Salamun alaykum, that how wonderful your life is. So much of peace is raining upon you. Lam yadkhuluha, but they will still not be allowed to enter into paradise. Wahum yasma'un, they will be so desirous of it. Looking at Jannah but not getting the chance to get there itself will be a punishment for them. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ, and then when their eyes will turn towards the people of Jahannam, then it will be another punishment, because they will not know whether they're going to go into this side or that side. They will say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, do not put us on that side. Finally, Almighty Allah's fadl will also encompass them, but that finally means after a very long time, that will also be a punishment. May Almighty Allah bless us with those actions that allow us to have what is known as hisab-e yaseera, the easiest of reckonings, which means no reckoning at all. May Almighty Allah never let us smell the smoke of Jahannam. May Almighty Allah never let us slip and even take a fall. There will be some who will just fall from the sirat as they are falling towards the fire of Jahannam. That fall will last for so many years. Before they even reach the fire, Almighty Allah might forgive them. But that fall itself will be a punishment, as they will scream and scream through that fall. Almighty Allah save us from all difficulties in the grave. Almighty Allah save us from all difficulties in the year after. As for the people of Jahannam, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. When the people of Jahannam will call unto the people of paradise, أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. That you are enjoying so much. Look at my condition. It's like when a beggar comes to your house, and in your house you got everything. Then the beggar outside says, boss, can you just give me a glass of water? A glass of water is that thing which you don't feel it hard. You just take one bottle, you put some water. Something that Allah has given you, you take one apple, you put it in His hand. You feel so honored that Allah did not disgrace me, that I have to go like a beggar. To give a glass of water, to give one fruit, what difficulty it is. Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The people of Jannah will say to the people of Jahannam, even this water, even this one fruit, Almighty Allah has made it now haram upon you. You cannot even get a sip from the sips of Jannah. Almighty Allah save us all from Jahannam.